content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, friends. This is Larry Wilson for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Money Matters. Today's episode of Money Matters is underwritten by the Carter Glass Insurance Agency, serving the community since 1974. They can be reached at 919-781-1973. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from AARP Bulletin and continuing readings from the book Money Hacks by Lisa Rowan. These are 275-plus ways to decrease spending, increase savings, and make your money work for you. First up is an article from AARP Bulletin, Win the Grocery Pricing Game. Save big with those little shelf tags. One of the best tools for slashing your food bill is unit pricing. The tiny numbers on grocery store shelf tags showing a product's cost per pound, quart, or other standard measurement. Those prices help you find the best deal, in theory at least, by letting you compare apples to apples no matter what you buy. Looking at two different size jars of, say, jam, you should be able to see which is cheaper on a per-ounce basis. Unfortunately, unit pricing can be devilish by difficult to decipher sometimes. For this article, I checked unit prices at a range of stores to see what they could save me. I found major hassles everywhere I shopped. The biggest problem in stores and online was mixed-up measurements. In one store, the unit price of a name-brand liquid detergent was listed as $2.57 per pound for one bottle and $5.21 per quart for another. Was I really supposed to measure weight against volume? Tiny type and abbreviated product names were other big obstacles. In some cases, misaligned or missing shelf tags made it impossible to match prices with products. Coupons and sales made comparisons even more confusing. But you can still use unit pricing to come out ahead. Before you head off to the grocery store, pack your reading glasses or a magnifying glass so you can check the mouse print. Carrying a calculator or use the one on your smartphone. If unit prices are missing or mixed up, do the math yourself. Take an item's total price, minus any coupon discount, and divide it by the amount of the product in ounces, pounds, liters, or however it's measured. Let's say that you find a 92 fluid ounce container of detergent for $12.97 and a 146 fluid ounce container of the same brand of detergent for $24.49, as I did in one store. Divide $12.97 by 92, and you get a per ounce price of 14 cents. Then divide $24.49 by 146 and get 16.7 cents per ounce. Surprise! The laundry soap in the larger container is 19% more expensive. Here are some money-saving tips I learned by checking unit prices. I've never had this much fun doing math. Larger isn't always cheaper. Like the laundry detergent in those containers, some other products I saw had cheaper unit prices for smaller sizes, including store brand extra virgin olive oil and name brand sugar. Look to bags for better deals. At my local supermarket, bagged russet potatoes were 67% cheaper than loose ones. Just be sure you can inspect the produce. I recently bought apples in a paper bag that hit a lot of rotten spots. And the whole chicken can be much less than the sum of the parts. On Walmart.com, I saw a whole name brand chicken for $1.32 per pound, while trays of the same brand's legs, wings, and breast went for $1.58. $2.98 and $4.64 a pound, respectively, up to 3.5 times the whole chicken unit price. And convenient containers, of course, will cost you. In one store, I found an 11.5 fluid ounce squirt bottle of mayo for $15.27 per quart. A 15 fluid ounce traditional jar costs $10.64 per quart, or 30% less. To get that convenience and still save, I buy condiments in larger money-saving sizes and then transfer them to reusable squirt bottles at home. And moving on to our book, Money Hacks. Again, 275-plus ways to decrease your spending, increase your savings, and make your money work for you. And starting with Money Hack number 179, hang with a pet. Don't want the burden of taking care of a pet 24/7? Or maybe you already have some furry friends on your own but have a more the merrier mindset. Pet sitting might be a good side gig for you. If you're a natural with animals, you usually don't need any special skills. Just time and the ability to get to your client's home to pick up their pet and provide in-home care. You can sign up for pet sitting platforms or apply for a part-time job with a local pet sitting service. The benefits of going either of those routes instead of just putting up flyers in your local coffee shop is that pet sitting platforms and established companies have insurance specifically for the risks that come with pet sitting and walking dogs. That means you can focus on making money instead of covering overhead expenses. And money hack number 180, get cash for last year's phone. Online platforms allow you to see a quote for selling or trading in your phone before you commit to the deal. You enter details about your device's specifications and its condition, and if you accept an offer, you typically have a few weeks to mail your item with a prepaid mailing label. That gives you time to purchase your new phone or replacement device if you're trying to generate funds for an upgrade. Check websites like Gazelle, Swappa, and Declutter to see how much money you could make from your devices. Look around to see if you have any extra old phones tucked into your junk drawer. These websites will still pay you a few bucks for these phones, even if they are a few years old. Hack number 181, sell your stuff to your neighbors. You'd be amazed at how many people will be interested in buying everything from your old furniture or car parts to your clothing and even household plants. If your neighborhood has a robust next-door community, list your items individually or announce a full-blown garage sale. Facebook, meanwhile, even allows payments to be sent through its Messenger platform, making it easier to trade items on its marketplace. Being able to see interested buyers' profiles on Nextdoor and Facebook can also ease your nerves if you're anxious about meeting strangers from the Internet. You don't have to exchange your items for cash at home either. Most police departments are happy to have you meet buyers in their parking lot. Hack number 182, sell your books, DVDs, and video games. If you're reading this book at home, take a look around the room where you're sitting. Chances are you have some books you'll never read again. DVDs you haven't touched in years or video games you finished playing a long time ago. Why not make some money selling those gently used items? While the resale market for used books, music, movies, and games may not be as lucrative as it used to be, there are still plenty of people who want some fresh entertainment without paying full price. Some resale platforms let you scan item barcodes with your smartphone and give you an instant quote. They often cover the cost of shipping your items to them and pay within a few days. Others allow you to sell movies and video games directly to your peers, taking a cut of your revenue for the convenience. And there's always Amazon, which makes it easy to list your item and price it accordingly to demand. If your item is hard to find, like a first edition book or collector's item, you may be able to get top dollar by putting it up on an online auction site, as enthusiasts are always watching for items they can add to their collections. Of course, you can always go to your favorite used bookstore or video game shop to sell your wares in person. But don't start browsing there while you wait, or you may be tempted to spend your profits. Hack 183. Pay attention to class action settlements. What do customers get when big companies do them wrong? Sometimes a lot of money. When businesses make false claims about their product, violate customer privacy, or even when they experience a data breach, the result is often a class action lawsuit, meaning that many customers come together to sue the company. A few plaintiffs represent the whole class, so that thousands of people who were impacted by the bad business practices don't have to go to court. Typically, the company defending its product or practices doesn't admit guilt, but does agree to a settlement. That settlement can take many forms, including in some cases coupons towards future purchases. But in many cases, you are rewarded with a check. But you can't get that cash unless you know what class action settlements are available and whether you were impacted by the case. One website that compiles information for current settlement opportunities is topclassactions.com. You can also usually learn about class action settlements during your local news station's Consumer Corner segment. Not every settlement opportunity will apply to you, but you'd be surprised at the number you're eligible to claim. You give up your right to sue the company in the future if you file a class action settlement claim, and the odds of you taking up a case against a major corporation were probably slim to begin with. Hack number 184, get paid for your opinions. Companies are always looking for regular people to help them evaluate new products. They hire marketing companies that run focus groups or allow people to test products, share their opinions, and point out opportunities for improvement. While you probably can't make a living off focus groups, you can get up to $200 to participate in a single focus group session. This side gig is best for people with flexible schedules, as many focus groups take place during the day. There's usually an initial survey of questionnaires before you attend to make sure that you don't have a conflict of interest. For instance, if you work for a toothpaste company, you probably would be excluded from a focus group about dental care products. Legitimate focus group hosts never charge a fee to assess to you their opportunities. To find focus groups near you, search your city plus focus groups, or check the directory on focusgroups.org. Hack 185. Get paid to sleep over. Maybe you're not into dogs and cats, but you're cool with houseplants. You could work on the side as a house sitter. Many house sitting gigs don't pay because you get to stay in the client's home for free. It can be a great way to take a budget-friendly vacation or even a staycation, but there are opportunities to get paid for house-sitting, too. The pay depends on the services required and how long the resident is gone, with sitters charging anywhere between $10 and $80 per day, according to housesitter.com. Sitters who can care for and stay overnight with pets tend to earn more. But you can still command a decent rate if you can look after plants, bring in the mail, take out the trash, and maybe do some light cleaning. You can find house-sitting gigs on housesitter.com, care.com, or through local social media networks. Hack 186. Use your hands to make extra cash. Do you have a knack for DIY task. Maybe you love to clean. You may be able to make extra income by picking up assignments through online platforms. Your options are wider at some sites where taskers can do everything from cleaning and home improvement jobs to moving furniture, delivering items, or performing personal assistant tasks. You can even spend an afternoon putting together furniture with the aid of illustrated directions. You'll set your own hours and rates to be matched with jobs near you. The site generally keeps a portion of the fee you charge for each job. Money Hack 187. Rent your garage, shed, or yard. What's in your garage? Are you using the space or is it just sitting there? What about your shed? You can make money sharing spaces you don't use often. To make money renting out your extra space, you just have to be willing to give up a bit of access to it. Rental platform Spacer says users who rent their garages earn about $250 per month. Your driveway could bring in $200 per month, while an outdoor space could earn you as much as $175 per month. Of course, if you use a platform like Spacer or Neighbor.com, be aware you'll share some of your earnings with that platform. Want to deal locally? Put up an ad on social media or consider running a small ad in your local newspaper or neighborhood newsletter. And Money Hack 188, become a shopping detective. Become a mystery shopper and get paid to shop, dine out, visit breweries, or visit lots of other places. It's the perfect side gig if you have a great attention to detail and a good memory. Mystery shoppers complete a task at their assigned location, then file a report or fill out a questionnaire immediately after doing the shop, as the pros say. Once your report is processed by the company you're shopping for, your expenses get reimbursed. On top of that reimbursement, you get paid to complete the assignment. While the pay can be low, think $10 or less per hour of work, the addition of free meals, merchandise, or experiences make up for the low rate. However, watch out for scam opportunities. There are a ton of scammers out there claiming to have mystery shopping opportunities for you. Legitimate opportunities won't charge you a fee, and you'll find legitimate companies listed by the Mystery Shopping Professionals Association, which can be found at mspa-global.org. You can also check Secret Hopper for opportunities doing mystery shopping at breweries, Best Mark if you're down to test drive cars or visit casinos, or Market Force if you want to go into movies on someone else's dime. Mystery shopping won't dramatically boost your income, but it's a fun way to make some extra cash while trying new spots around town. Hack 189, let strangers rent your car. If you don't drive much anymore, maybe you've convinced your boss to let you work from home more, there's potential to make extra money by renting your car to other people. It may sound like a risky proposition, but there are a few platforms that exist to facilitate this peer-to-peer exchange. Turo, spelling T-U-R-O, allows you to set your own pricing and vehicle availability, and you keep between 65% and 85% of the rental fee, depending on how much damage insurance you choose. Turo covers the liability insurance. The company says the average user earns about $700 per month by listing their car. You get paid a few days after each rental. Getaround suggests how to price your car, and in some cities, it offers predictive pricing that fluctuates depending on demand. The company takes 40% of every rental fee, which covers liability and damage insurance. You pay $99 up front to have a device installed that allows your car to be unlocked with the company's app, plus $20 per month to use that device. Getaround says the average user makes about $500 per month, and you get paid monthly. Hack 190, wrap your car. Next time you're on the road, keep an eye out for vehicles with logos painted across the side. They might be a regular commuter like you, driving the car and getting paid to drive that rolling advertisement. Car wraps are advertising decals that look flawless once a pro installs them, and you may be able to make $200 to $500 per month to add one to your car. There are lots of scam car wrap companies out there, so keep in mind that a legitimate one will never make you pay a fee for access to its opportunity. But do keep in mind that every legit car wrap agency will have its own requirements for eligibility, like minimum number of miles per day, average distance per day, car maker model, car age, the newer the better, a clean driving record. If you're already on the road as part of your regular day, why not make some money doing it? You can even apply with some agencies if you're a Uber or Lyft driver in order to multiply your earnings. To find car wrap opportunities near you, start with Wrapify, which operates nationally, or Carvertise, Carvertise, which operates in many major cities. Heard about a company near you that pays for car wraps? Look them up in the Better Business Bureau directory to ensure there aren't any troubling complaints against the company, and always be on the lookout for those scammers. Hack number 191, switch banks for the bonus. Just because your bank gets the job done doesn't mean you need to stick with it forever, or that you can't have accounts at more than one bank. By selectively opening new accounts, you can earn cash that can quickly add up to a few hundred bucks. Banks sometimes offer new account sign-up bonuses for checking or savings accounts, and sometimes offer more when you open both types of accounts. Naturally, there are a few requirements. You have to be a new customer, and usually you have to either meet a minimum initial deposit or set up direct deposit into that account. The latter can be a hassle, so you won't want to sign up for every new customer offer you see. But if you haven't opened a new account in a while, it could take just a few minutes to open a checking or savings account and funnel a portion of your paycheck into the new account to meet that direct deposit requirement. Perhaps you could even use your new account as a place to tuck away extra special savings you're planning to use for a trip or other big occasion. If you take advantage of one of these sign-up offers, be sure to read the fine print to make sure your new account doesn't come with monthly maintenance fees or even an account closure fee. Note any important dates related to your account opening and bonus eligibility. You don't want to miss out on your bonus cash after doing all the work of getting set up as a new customer. And now we are moving in the book on to Chapter 5, which is Planning for the Future. And we are now moving to hack number 192, Blow Out Your Money Candles. Everyone wants to set big new goals that start on January 1, but when it comes to money, the start of a new year might not be the best time to make a resolution. You've just completed a year's worth of financial transactions, and especially after the holiday season, your wallet might be feeling a little drained. It can be difficult to make heads or tails of your finances after a month and a half of parties, food, and other indulgences. Instead of making a financial resolution for the new year, set money-related goals each year on your birthday. Your birthday is a time of year when your ambition is high. You're reflecting on the past year's achievements and can see lots of possibility in the year to come. So after you blow out the candles and put away your party hat, spend some time reviewing your finances and setting some goals, large or small. They're all important for your money. Once you have a goal or two for the new year, write them down somewhere you can refer to often. Whenever you pay bills or consider a large purchase, it's a good time to check in with these goals and see if you're on track. Money Hack 193, go on a money date. Couples can choose to manage their finances in a variety of ways, but whichever you choose, there's one necessary requirement. You need to communicate. If you don't talk about your money, you won't be able to make smart financial decisions as a group. That's why it's important to have money dates with your partner. You might choose to have these meetings monthly, quarterly, or even twice a year, depending on your goals. Use your time together to review your progress, talk through any conflicts that have popped up, and prepare for the months ahead. These meetings don't have to be formal, and you can make an agenda that suits you. Order takeout, sit together at the kitchen table while you eat and talk, and then take it to the living room to unwind with a movie after your meeting. Or maybe you focus on business first, then go for a run after to clear your minds. Whatever works best for you, be sure to make notes about what you discussed and what you'll want to check in on the next time you chat. It may feel awkward and formal at first, but before you know it, you'll look forward to your money dates with your partner. And Money Hack 194, merge with caution. One of the biggest decisions in your life will be whether to marry and who to do it with. But before you tie the knot, it's worth talking about how you'll manage your money as a couple. There's no right way to merge your finances as a couple. A few options to help you kickstart your own discussion. Merge everything. Become joint partners in every account, from debt to credit to everything in between. Partial merge. Create a joint account for expenses that serve you both, like housing, transportation, and funneling money towards your savings. You might send part of your paycheck to this shared account via a direct deposit or transfer money manually. Or no merge. Keep your money separate and share money only when necessary. For instance, if your partner pays the rent, you might transfer your half to them each month. And we are out of time for today's episode of Money Matters. Thank you for joining us. And until next time, this is Larry Wilson. Today's episode of Money Matters is underwritten by the Carter Glass Insurance Agency, serving our community since 1974. They can be reached at 919-781-1973. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Money Matters is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please give us a call, 919-832-5138. That number again, 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.